This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco for day number two of what will be an all-weekend-long event. We've got Ben Swan right over there. There's lots of folks here that our listeners know from previous episodes of Free Talk Live. We'll hear from some of them throughout the weekend and already have, but also meeting new faces as well. And that's one of the things you do at an event with almost 3,000 people. I've heard,
absolutely.
I've heard 2,500 are expected here. I don't know, you know, how many we're going to end up getting because I imagine people are still arriving as we speak.
My room was chock full. I had standing room only in my the room that I was
and
in.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, that was Cryptopulco. Yep. And it was really exciting. One of the speakers who got to enjoy all those listeners, those people in the room, was Hannah Rosenberg. Hannah, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hola. Thanks
and
for having me.
The reason I grabbed you was I was really impressed with one of the things you said on stage, which was you've kind of got this list of reasons you think that crypto will be adopted at some point on a mass scale. Could you explain that?
Sure. Well, I've been, it was in 2014, right? I came back to Chicago and I wanted to set up a business. I did set up a business to help people integrate crypto payments, right? So I've been doing that since 2014 and talking to people and watching the reasons why they are taking crypto, why they aren't taking crypto. And I'm also an e-commerce web developer, right? So I've worked with existing, call them legacy, traditional, payment systems, right? And when you work with credit cards, we could get into a whole PCI compliance, all the things you have to do,
it's
the honeypots that it creates. Well, you know, it's not so much of a pain. There's a lot of tools to work with it, but PCI compliance,
that's
right?
What like I mean. That's a pain.
That is a huge pain. And this is also why we have so much credit card fraud, so many hacks, all of this sort of stuff. And crypto is just, for those reasons, it's just dramatically better technology.
Yeah. Right. I mean, credit cards suck for the internet.
They do. They were built, you know, over 50 years ago, and
right.
I'm sure they were fantastic, cutting-edge technology at that time, so
these
good job, people.
Roll bills in your pocket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it was never made for the internet, right? And you'd say credit cards are pull, right? You can pull money out of someone's account when you have a credit card, when they have the credit card information. But crypto is push. You can only push money to someone. So it's push versus pull, very different, very, very different scenario.
Yeah, if credit cards were created for the internet, they were created for internet fraud.
Because there's a lot of that goes on. That's how they're functioning today, yes.
They function as internet fraud.
Yes.
And, you know, that's not the worst thing in the world for the shopper. I mean, they're not going to be robbed. They're only, liable for $50. But it's the huge pain having your accounts hacked.
Oh, yeah. And just constantly going through that. And then that for merchants that have to deal with that, like they, you know, there's going to be chargebacks because of fraud, like all of that. Someone has to bear that cost.
Right.
And that gets worked into the price of things, you know?
We work with a guy who does an internet business. He sells privacy-oriented Linux computers across the world. And he says that when you look at the credit card fee of, say, 3%, that's not actually what the fees are. It's really more like 6% once you factor in all the chargebacks and having to deal with all the time and the effort and the losses that you end up taking because of that.
Yep.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
What are some of the other reasons that crypto, you believe that it'll see adoption?
Well, it is. It's dramatically better tech, which is why I think it'll see adoption. I think there are a lot of, as I described it, right, I started my crypto career, right, saying, oh, I'm just going to do this thing. I'm just going to do crypto integrations. I'm going to do that and the other thing. And then you realize that all the tools you want to go do that, you expect to be there, aren't really there, right? So as I described it, I spent my crypto career building the rungs on the ladder to get to where I want to go, right? So it is dramatically better tech, which is why people will use it. There's things that we need to have happen, such as dramatically better security, so we're not all, you know, storing some seed, you know, worth, you know, $100,000 in our mother's basement, you know, or something like that. You know, we need dramatically better security systems, which are in progress and being worked on. Improved tax situation and, you know, just security, and it has to be really difficult for someone to lose their money, right? You know,
it's not that difficult now, right?
Oh, it's It's so easy. I organized a Bitcoin Open blockchain meetup in Chicago, and I talk to a lot of crypto people all the time. And after, you know, four or five beers, everyone starts to tell you about that one time they lost that one private, you know, that private key.
63 Bitcoins.
Oh, 63. Man. Everyone has this story, right?
Yeah.
And if we're the crypto nerds that are supposed to know what we're doing, like the average user who's not tech savvy doesn't stand a chance. So we really need to see that stuff happen.
I think mine was 2012, just to, you know.
No, all sorts of painful stories. I've screwed a few things up myself, so, you know, it's like, so we need that to happen.
Right. Well, one of the things I hear when I talk to the gal that works the counter at Local Burger in Keene, New Hampshire, where you can go and spend your, what are all the currencies? Bitcoin, Cash, a whole bunch of stuff there, to buy a burger and a soda and a beer or whatever it is you want, is that she's terrified using it.
Mm.
So
that's
what she said. She's terrified. She's terrified using a point of sale software.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it's the easy any pay.
Wait, she's terrified accepting it.
She just finds it terrifying.
She doesn't know she could lose it. It's not backed by someone. There's no one that's going to bail you out.
Right.
If you screw up with the debit card, the bank saves you. If you screw up with the Trezor, no one saves you.
Right.
You know, so it's just those systems that have to be much better.
I mean, with AnyPay.Global, the point of sale system that they use there, it should be really, really easy. It is easy.
It is.
Yeah.
But it couldn't be any easier.
She's just scared, and it's new, and
it's scary, and we're all used to trusting things when the government backs it or when there's a big bank behind it, when some authority backing it, and there isn't that in crypto. So as I was talking about in the talk, I think we all need to just, example's the best way to change people's mind. If we all just use crypto and be good examples so that people are less afraid of it, I think that'd be really helpful.
Every once in a while, we'll get some cranky guy who calls in on Free Talk Live and is like, why in the world would I want to use crypto? Now, the pat answer that I give him is go to saveatpurse.com, and you can save between, 15 and 30% on anything that you buy at Amazon, and it's a great opportunity. Saveatpurse.com.
Yep.
You know, why wouldn't you want to save at Amazon? And then, Walmart, or whatever he says, whatever it is after that. Well, you got any other answers that I might give Mr. Cranky Pants?
Yeah, well, two. One is probably only going to apply directly to Mr. Cranky Pants, and that is, this is dramatically better tech, and it is because it's just so much better than what else is out there. This is coming. This wave is coming.
Right.
Do you want to be on top of it or not? Right?
This is the next step forward in currency. I'd call credit cards an advance in currency, no doubt about it.
Oh, at the time, it sure was.
Now, 50 years later, we're ready for another advance in currency, and Bitcoin is it. You can be in the front, you can be in the back.
Yes, and second one, which Mr. Cranky Pants might not care about, is that we have such a Western perspective on this stuff, right? And we think about it, I even do think about it in the terms of that little diner that I go to have lunch at, like their perspective. But we have the best financial services in the world, and that's sad because our financial services still suck, but we have the best financial services in the world, and there are so many people that don't have anywhere near what we have, and to them, there is that immediate utility for it. And so this is happening.
Right, where they can just download a wallet, and then within seconds they have an account. They don't have to sit at some bank branch, wait for 2 hours before they can apply, and then hope that they're going to get approved. And this old money financial system moves so slowly.
So slow. And
Bitcoin
so many
so
fees.
Better.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
What about remittances? So there are a lot of people that work in the United States that send a little money back home to mom and dad or the homeland, the brothers and sisters. I don't know what they're doing exactly. And they pay a great deal to organizations like Western Union to send money back and forth. Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, a variety of these cryptocurrencies makes it really easy to send this stuff back for pennies.
So the problem with that is and I totally believe that's going to be a big thing, but is that completing the loop. So you send money to your mother in the Philippines, but then how does she use that crypto to buy something at the grocery store? So there's that completing that loop aspect. It's kind of a chicken or the egg sort of thing. So I think it's going to happen with example. It's going to happen slowly, and then once people say, maybe I will accept this Bitcoin thing, then that's going to be huge. I am also starting to see it happen in international commerce. So big businesses think like starting to study crypto for exchange with their business partners. I'm starting to see some of that.
I wonder if money transmitters like Western Union are looking at how can they integrate this, because it's either you know, they're either the dinosaur or they're the, Megalosaurastriodon, little thing.
Yeah.
Hannah Rosenberg from the blockchaininstitute.org. Thank you for coming on Free Talk Live. I appreciate
it.
And more coming up here in moments from Anarchapulco 2019.
Woo-hoo.
You can learn more about the event at anarchapulco.com. It's Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at Anarchapulco 2019, and all kinds of interesting folks here at the event. You are still welcome to join us if you're all the way on your, or already on the, your way down here. We'll look forward to seeing you. Otherwise, plan for next year. I hear there's already going to be an Anarchapulco 2020. So, joining me here in our remote studio is Mark Emery, but this is not the one from Canada that many of our listeners may be familiar with. This is Mark with a K, Emery, from LighthouseLaw.club, the Lighthouse Law Club. Mark, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, happy to have you here. Now, what is it that the Lighthouse Law Club does?
The Lighthouse Law Club is a self-study, self-help group. Some people think that, you know, we have attorneys. We don't deal with attorneys. We teach people to be self-sufficient without attorneys. And the whole objective is to avoid the problem that people are just getting raped by the courts, by the system, by tyranny, basically at every level. We're getting raped psychologically. We're getting raped emotionally. We're getting raped financially.
Mm-hmm.
And the system preys on people's ignorance.
Sure does.
And so we have to, our objective is to remove that ignorance and teach people how to win in dealing with tyrants in government when they start stepping on your rights, abusing you, trying to steal from you. Government and the courts, it's a business. It's not about justice or what's fair. It's about a business. And they're trying to milk us all like cows on the corporate plantation.
Well, I've been in there. You know, I've watched countless court hearings where it's just they just ring the cash register one person after the next, plea deal after plea deal after plea deal, and it's $100 here, $500 there. I mean, by the end of the day, they're up tens of thousands of dollars.
And beyond the obvious, they are able to create bonds with each case number that comes up. And they trade those bonds on the market. Nobody knows about them.
Now, okay, so
that's where
this,
the big money is.
I've heard this theory before. Where now, how do you prove that claim? Because that's a pretty big claim.
There are organizations that can locate a CUSIP number. That's a securities tracking number. And they've traced that to the case number. That people have researched that and made that direct link and found that on the securities registration. In fact, there are people who have done that with their own Social Security number. And they're finding registered in the securities databases dozens and dozens of companies trading on bonds created from your own birth certificate and Social Security number.
Sounds really creepy.
Oh, man. Is it ever? We have to understand that this is not a political battle. It's not a financial war. It's not an ideological war. We're dealing really at a spiritual level. The earth is covered in a blanket of evil. And it has risen to the point where in the old days they used to hide it from people. Right now it's all out in the open. All right. So we have to look at it from that standpoint and deal with it really on a spiritual level as well as on a ground level with what we can do, you know, with our own human means.
What was it that opened you up to all this? Because like you said, you know, this has been this kind of information is hidden from people. So what clued you in?
I was working many years ago for an insurance company and I earned a nice little bonus and I was still filing my taxes at the time. And the IRS felt that they earned, they were entitled to a significant portion of my bonus.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what? You didn't work for it. I did.
Right.
I earned it. You're not getting it. And so at the time, I was exposed to an organization that was researching the IRS and how to deal with these people. And I got involved with that group. And once I discovered the fraud that was involved in the IRS, with the IRS, I thought to myself, well, if it's like this with this group, what else is out there? And so that led me on the rabbit trail, starting to, you know, pick up the breadcrumbs. And one thing led to another, and I started researching, you know, motor vehicle code and the registrations, property taxes. One thing just led to another, and I ended up forming a group back in the mid-90s, back in the Denver area, of people that were similarly concerned about how people were being abused. And so we had a little group that started meeting on a regular basis, researching different areas, and every area we researched, we found truths that were hidden from the people.
Hmm.
People are being led to do things they're not required to do in the law. So basically,
like file taxes?
Yeah, file taxes, register your car, get a driver's license, register your property in a certain way so that, you know, it becomes property of the county, the king. And so you have to pay rent on that every year. Nobody owns any property, and we could go on
and on. I mean, we've talked about that a lot here on Free Talk Live, that, you know, you don't actually own the property because you can prove you don't own it because you keep paying the government. If you don't pay them, they take it from you.
Yeah.
We've got a guy, Jay Noon. He's one of our co-hosts, actually, on Free Talk Live. He was just on our show a couple nights ago. And he's one of those guys who his dad never got him a social security number, and he doesn't have a driver's license, and yet he drives all over the place. He's gone to jail a few times for it. You know, there's some risk involved in this, but he's managed to get through. He's in his 30s, you know, late 30s, and he's lived his whole life outside of the system. It's like when you meet somebody like that, it's such a shock to imagine that that can even be possible.
It's a whole different world.
So are you somebody who travels without a license?
I've done that when I was in the States. I've been an expat for 11 years now, mm-hmm. and I've been that route, done that. And you mentioned an important point. You know, he went to jail. That's how they control us. They control us with fear.
Fear, yeah.
Fear. And most people fear, what do they fear? They fear the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what it's like to go to jail, and that's the hammer they hold over your head. Well,
right.
If you don't file these papers, if you don't do this, if you don't submit, you're going to jail. But, you know, so what I told people in my presentation the other day, what everybody needs to do is you need to find a reason to go to jail. And get that fear of the unknown out of your system.
Once you've been once, yeah,
once you've been
big
there,
deal to go
hey,
back.
You know, you meet a lot of interesting people
sure
in
do.
Jail. You get free food. You don't have to worry. But, you know, if you're in there for a long time, you don't have to worry about paying bills. I mean,
so you've been, then, I take it?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. When was your first time?
First and only time was in the mid-90s mm-hmm. when I had my own radio show teaching people these concepts. Apparently, I was deemed to be a heavy cast iron pipe wrench jamming up the cogs of the wheels, and wasn't good for business. So I became a political target.
Yep, that's what happens.
And they went after me hot and hard, and felony charges. I beat them the first time in court, hands down, and regardless of, double indemnity, they went and tried it again. And tied my hands behind my back, stole my exculpatory evidence, wouldn't let me talk about things that would allow me, you know, to bring truth into the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so they railroaded
me. You can't bring truth into the courtroom.
No, there's no place for that there.
Right. And you mentioned lawyers. Why shouldn't people use an attorney in these situations?
Let me just say, there's a lot of good people who enter the law profession with good intentions. But you get to a certain point where you cannot continue unless you sell out. So the only thing, from my perspective, that attorneys are good for, and they do this very, very well, is to drain your bank account. Okay? Because they will not raise the issues necessary for you to win.
Mark, can you stick with me for another segment?
Yes.
Get this going? Okay. More with Mark Emery. We're here at Anarchapulco 2019. This is Free Talk Live.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There were multiple injuries, including police officers that were responding to a shooting at an Aurora, Illinois manufacturing plant. A city spokesman says the officers are in stable condition. The suspected shooter died at the scene. John Probst works at the plant and tells ABC 7 out of Chicago what he witnessed.
He walked by me, next thing you know, from one of the other guys on the back and said that he saw open fire.
President Donald Trump on Friday declared a state of emergency on the southern border and directed $8 billion to construct or repair much of the 234 miles of the border barrier. The president says the situation on the border is dire.
We're talking about an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, with all types of criminals and gangs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live at Anarchapulco 2019 on day number two of what is a four-day event here at the beautiful Princess Resort, right on the ocean, right at the beach. Very, very nice. Great group of people here so far, but there's still plenty more to come. And we're giving you a taste of some of the speakers. One of the gentlemen who spoke at the TDV seminar that happened actually the 2 days prior to this. So Anarchapulco is actually much larger than just the four rock-solid days. There's a couple days of TDV, which stands for Dollar Vigilante, more of a finance-focused seminars, and then I guess after this event, there's going to be the Infinite Man thing, which is with Sasha Day Games, so I don't know if that's dating advice or what it is. I have no idea. I've never been to it. But we're here with Mark Emery from LighthouseLaw.club. And Mark, you were just getting into answering my question about, you know, why should you stay away from attorneys? And I think you were explaining that they can't even do certain things in court. This is one of the things I've learned. I've done, I think, every case that I've taken, because every time I get a parking ticket, I take it to trial just to make them spend time on it, just to clog the system as much as I can.
Good for you.
$5 parking ticket, most people are just going to pay it to make it go away. I want my trial. And, in fact, the last time they dismissed the charge because the parking agent had screwed up the tickets and they didn't want to spend 45 minutes in court. They'd rather have their agent out writing tickets than arguing with, with me in court. So
it's just all business.
Just going to, well, it's a funny form of business because it's violence. I mean, yeah. They're the only business people who get to use violence against their customers.
It's the mob.
But, you know, just to clog the court system. But I've never used an attorney in any of those cases, and I've taken on those cases on my own. But by no means am I particularly knowledgeable about the law or the system. And that's why people turn to attorneys, because what you were saying, it's fear. They're afraid of jail. They're afraid of the system. It's overwhelming to them. When I've done courtroom outreach for things like jury nullification, know your rights kind of stuff, helping people just understand the basics about what they're about to get into. And I can't tell you how many times somebody would be walking up to court, and I'm standing out front handing out flyers, and they've just got this frightened look on their face. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what they're doing. This is why they go to attorneys. They want somebody to hold their hand. And 99% of the time, the attorney holds their hand through a plea deal. So you didn't even pay. You paid them full boat, and they didn't even have to do anything.
Yeah, the plea deal is they are there to get you into the corral easily and without resistance. And so you feel better because they minimize the penalty that you pay, but you still pay the penalty. All right? And so that's one thing. The other thing is, when it gets more serious, bar attorneys will not challenge the system. They cannot do that. They will lose their license. They have no motivation to challenge the system, which is based almost entirely on fraud.
They can't challenge the system. They're sworn agents of the court.
That's right.
They're officers of the court.
Right.
They work for the court first, then you.
And what does the bar represent? You know, they're members of the bar. People don't understand what that is. That's the British Accredited Registry. All right? The attorneys are working for the Crown. People go into the courtroom demanding their constitutional rights, and they're totally wrong to do that because they don't understand the nature of the jurisdiction.
How many times have judges said, "I will not have the Constitution in this courtroom"? I've seen it happen.
Yeah, and if you mention it again, I'll have you thrown out.
Yep.
And thrown in jail for contempt. And people don't understand that. They, you know, they get puzzled. Well, the simple reason is it's a court of contract law. And you are a subject of the contract that you have with government. And that's a whole nother
discussion.
But wait
a minute. I never signed a contract with government. What are you talking about?
Yes, you did. You signed a contract when you applied for the Social Security number.
Never did that. That was my parents.
Most people do it when they want to start working. They say, well, if you want to get a job, you need to sign this SS4 form. Get your Social Security number. You do that when you sign the bank documents. You apply for FDIC insurance. That's a federal benefit.
Mm-hmm.
You do that when you apply for a driver's license. These are benefits we do not need in natural law. But what happens is the government operates in admiralty law. It's the law of the flag. It's the law of the sea. It's just like when you step onto a ship that's flying the Liberian flag, you know that you are being governed. Any contracts you enter into with the captain of that ship will be governed by Liberian law.
Now, that's a claim that I've heard made before, but is there any proof to it? You know, that the government has admiralty law?
I can give you a very visual graphic on that. Do a Google Maps search. Look for the federal courthouse building in Miami, Florida. An aerial view. Zoom in on it, and what you will see is unmistakably the federal court building is in the shape of a ship. It's in your face.
Total coincidence.
It's in your face. We could go on and on, but it's contract law. And other proofs, let's talk about that. If you know how they put their hooks into you, you can unhook those hooks. All right. Are you a resident doing business in the state? That's the first thing the judge will ask you when you enter the courtroom in many instances is, okay, where do you reside? Okay.
That's a legal term right there.
Yeah. You give your address. Reside. Let's look at the word. Words have meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Reside.
Especially in law. They have a very specific meaning, and in some cases they can be different than what you think.
Yeah. Resident. What is a resident? Res is Latin. It's a Latin word for the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or we had dinner the other night. We had tickets. Do you want meat, chicken, or a vegetarian? In Spanish, the word for meat is res. So res is the meat. It's the thing. Ident is the root word for identified. So resident is the thing identified as what? As inventory for the corporation. Are you a resident? Okay. You belong to the corporation. Are you doing business in the state? Because if you are, you're engaged in commerce. Being engaged in commerce, they can now regulate you because commerce is regulated.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So the difference between being employed, that's a commercial term. All right? You're engaged in commerce. Now, if you just work for somebody, that's not commercial. All right, so just the difference in those two words can establish a different type of jurisdiction if you know how to back it up.
Yeah, that's interesting. In New Hampshire, where I'm from, they actually have they have definitions for resident and inhabitant. And yet the definitions are very, very similar. And I've yet to been able to figure out why anyone would want to be a resident. There doesn't seem to be any kind of benefit. If you're a resident, you have to go and register your car. If you're a resident, you have to go and do, you know, whatever it is that they say you got to, you know, all these mandates or whatever. And what's the benefit?
Yeah.
What am I going to get out of this?
People make admissions and confessions without knowing what they're admitting and confessing to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you sign these documents. Okay. One example is the passport application. To get a passport, you have to declare and swear you are a U.S. citizen. Well, there is an option, all right? And the people that draft these laws know they have to leave a back door. They just have to do it. It's in their code. They don't tell you about it. They don't make it obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But the passport application back door is or sign here or attach an explanatory statement.
Yeah.
So what a lot of people are learning to do is to attach an explanatory statement verifying, it's basically a legal document, a legal memorandum showing how they are a natural citizen among the states, a natural-born American, not a U.S. citizen.
Hmm.
Two different distinct legal classes there. All right, so this legal memorandum then becomes part of the terms of your application for the passport.
And people have been approved with that? They've gotten
yeah.
their passports?
So what happens is you submit your terms along with a processing fee.
Mm-hmm.
The State Department accepts that. Now you have a contract.
Now it's on the record.
Now the passport is being issued according to your terms, not the federal government's terms.
Oh, that's
right?
Interesting.
And so now you have a contract with the federal government that you are a natural American citizen born upon the land. Okay, not a U.S. citizen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very significant distinction.
Right.
All right. So what people will do then is they'll get the passport issued. It's a matter of permanent record what their legal status is. They do a FOIA request. The State Department sends them back their file with the State Department seal on it. And now that's verification. If they're ever hauled into court for IRS issues or whatever, they say, well, but you're a U.S. citizen. You have to file. Well, no, I don't, because the State Department has agreed I'm not a U.S. citizen.
It's interesting stuff. Mark Emery from LighthouseLaw.club.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
My pleasure.
We got more coming up here from Anarchapulco 2019.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, day number two at Anarchapulco. We managed to grab him on the way out the door. Ben Swan, busy guy. You spoke at the Cryptopulco stage. Ben, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thanks, guys. You know, I wouldn't have stopped for most people. But for you guys, come on.
You were clearly on your way out the door.
Yes.
I managed to use the small amount of pull I have with you.
Let me tell you how stunning this is. I actually resisted my wife saying we had to leave.
She's standing right here, right. Too.
Yeah.
She looks a little miffed at me.
I will pay the price later.
Well, that's all right. You
blame it on me. I have green hair.
Exactly. What are you going to do? This guy has green hair.
So, Isagoria, tell our listeners for just tuning in.
Sure.
What is it? Why does it matter? What you doing with it?
Yeah. So, what we're really trying to do, and we're still in such the early stages of this, but we are working on building out a 24/7 streaming platform specifically for independent media, and it's video based. It's going to be similar to what you would have right now as a your HBO app on your streaming device, whether it's a Roku or Apple TV. Will also be a standalone app, but it's a 24/7 stream, and then it's also going to have built into it a system specifically for all these content creators who are being deplatformed off of YouTube and Twitter and Facebook. So we will create a system for them as well to have their contents on the channel. They can sell advertising there, and then finally we're going to create a treasury system within it that will allow us to fund and our users to vote on projects to fund through our treasury from independent media.
So is this going to be a cryptocurrency as well?
So it will be tokenized. Mm-hmm. It will actually probably be a securities token. So we will have a token that gives our holders voting rights in content that is created and in content that is produced.
And then they'll decide what airs on the network as well? Who decides that?
So they will have a voice in that. So it'll truly be a responsive media company, because our token holders actually have voting rights over what they want to see on the air, or what they want to see investigated, or certain kinds of content that they want. What won't be, though, is it won't be a mob control system, for instance, where a mob essentially comes in, or a couple whales come in and say, well, we're going to control what is allowed and not allowed.
So we want what, 4chan 24 hours a day. Those
or,
kind of people.
Or people who say, yeah, or people who say, for instance, you know, we don't want to hear about vaccines.
Uh-huh.
So let's remove all vaccine content from the channel. It's not going to be that kind of a setup. It just gives people a voice in voting for what they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a veto in blocking content creators. So we'll have lots and lots of varying points of view built into the system on the channel side. Some voices you would agree with, some that you wouldn't agree with, and that's okay.
I am willing to produce some video content for this. I
awesome.
Think it would be really... really great, and I've been looking for a platform, you know, where it would not too much work to get involved. You know,
videos always work. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I mean the work of getting approved, as opposed to
the gatekeepers.
Yeah, the gatekeepers.
Right.
I don't want to call Fox and all that crap.
They don't want to hear from you either.
Yeah, so
don't worry about it.
Tell me, Ben. Tell the story about you working down in, I think it was Juarez City. What's that town across the?
In Juarez, yes.
Yeah.
City of Juarez.
And you were trying to get a hold of Fox and tell them about what was going on. Tell the story.
Yeah, so when I was working down there on the U.S.-Mexico border, and I was, you know, I grew up down there, but specifically as a news anchor, when the drug war really hit in 2008, 2009, I was working down there as an anchor for the NBC station at the time, and I would drive over every morning, leave in the morning, I cross the border, I was the only one from our station who was willing to do it. We go across, we would cover the violence that was taking place there. I mean, with thousands of people. I think that year, I want to say about 10,000 people died from cartel violence alone.
In just that area?
It's just that city.
Oh, wow.
Just that city. And that doesn't count. That does not count all the people who were being killed for which there was no count. I mean, literally, the city would have a morgue, and they didn't have enough room in there for the bodies, so they wouldn't hold them because no one would come identify them. And so they had mass graves. These were city-run mass graves where they were just having to dump bodies.
Wow.
So we were covering this every day, and we would have Fox show up and NBC sending down, you know, correspondents, and I was contacting them and saying, hey, you know, you guys aren't covering the story accurately. The narrative that you're pushing isn't true to what's actually taking place here. And
what was their narrative?
So their narrative was, and you've probably heard this before, that the violence that was taking place wasn't really truly violence because it's really cartels killing cartels.
Okay.
Right? Which was completely untrue.
Completely untrue. Okay.
What's true is that in that city, there were three levels of violence at the same time.
Okay.
One was the drug war itself. That was the most, the sexiest in terms of news coverage, right?
Okay.
That was the most dramatic. Decapitated bodies, mm-hmm. faces cut off and sewn onto soccer balls, those kinds of things.
Jeez.
That was happening at the rate of 10,000 people dying. There was a secondary, which was that half of the police force in Juarez had been fired as part of this drug war because they worked for one cartel or another.
Right.
And so what do you do when you're a cop in Juarez and you have no place to go? And that was about 30,000 police officers, by the way. Well, what they would do is they began kidnapping anybody who had a Texas or New Mexico license plate on their car. They would pull you over, jerk you out of your car, take your cell phone, call your list of contacts, and say, I want $10,000 in 24 hours to this person's dead. And guess what? They weren't bluffing.
Wow.
And they were killing people. The third, though, when you have those levels of violence, there was a third.
I can't believe
level.
The FBI is letting that sort of thing go on.
What are we going to do about it?
Well, just set up jurisdiction. I wouldn't be surprised if they would.
Well, and then the third level of violence was the level of violence of poor people who have absolutely no advocates. There's no police to investigate. So if you want to kill somebody, if you
right.
want to rape somebody, if you want to dispose of a body, there's nobody to stop you. There's nobody to investigate.
Right.
There were so in the 1990s, there were a series of murders of young women in Juarez. They were called the femicides. They became very famous, especially in Europe. About 300 women over the course of a decade. In Juarez, that was happening in 1 year.
Wow.
But no one would talk about it because it didn't get the attention of the other violence at the top.
Right.
So violence begets violence. And this is what I was trying to explain. But no, we didn't want to talk about that because it was just, no, it's cartels killing cartels. It's bad guys killing bad guys.
Right.
And innocent people, they're not really at risk. And that wasn't true.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure by and large it was cartels killing cartels. But there's this other stuff going on and people certainly need to know about it. Is kidnapping still an issue in Mexico?
So it's not what it was at that time. At that time, it was so bad that, you know, I knew a lot of people who would commute for work, and so if you had a nice car, they would go and buy a junker for a couple $100.
Mm-hmm.
They would remove the license plates that had U.S. license plates, and they would change them to Mexican. Right now, it's not like that. You can travel over there, but at the time, because
when was this?
2008, 2009,
okay.
2000, beginning of 2010. And again, this is the very underreported story of what was happening there. And there were, you know, among those who was kidnapped at one point was the niece of the congressman from El Paso, Sylvester Reyes. His niece was actually kidnapped and held for ransom over there. And Congressman Reyes actually used his contacts in ICE to run an operation to get her back, which he didn't want anyone to know about because he would stand up in front of other lawmakers in Washington and say, oh, the violence there isn't there.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's
so when
fine.
Other people's families are being kidnapped, it's not happening. When his daughter or niece is kidnapped, all of a sudden ICE runs an operation in a foreign country.
So then you went to from, you know, there, El Paso, to Cincinnati, you know, a bit safer place, and you started doing...
Death by boredom.
You started doing a news bit that got a lot of attention.
Yeah, it's called Reality Check, and for folks who have seen it, Reality Check with Ben Swan, it began there, it kicked off there in Cincinnati. It was a huge hit there. I was at the fourth
place. I remember seeing them and being so excited that this, you know, dashing news anchor was talking about the things that I wanted to hear about. I'm like, yes, we've finally done it.
Well, you were one of the people, though, that helped to make that such a success, right? Because we actually went from being a fourth place station, last place station in the market, to number one in households and demos, which is very difficult to do. We moved up so fast, and we did it in less than a year with that segment. People were watching it in 140 countries around the world. I get emails from people in Turkey and in Indonesia and in Australia who were watching this local segment out of Cincinnati, Ohio. It was a huge hit there.
Well, you brought it back. It's back right now. Yes. It's sponsored by Smart Cash.
So, right now we're holding that, and we've held that sponsorship because of the price of crypto has gone down. So we're trying not to hurt the coin. Which I do for two reasons. One, because I'm such a nice guy.
Yeah.
And two, because I hold Smart Cash.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hurt the price of the coin. So right now, it's on hold right now. We want to bring it back again, but we're kind of on hold with it.
So wait, production's on hold?
Production's on hold.
Okay, Where would people go to see the back episodes?
So you can go to my Facebook, my YouTube. They're all over that. And, of course, Dash has been our sponsor, so we republish the ones. I'm also doing work right now with RT America.
Oh, cool.
Commenting on stories as a commentator.
Very cool.
So we've been doing that as well. So we have new
content. You do that?
That's happening at least once a day, sometimes twice a day.
Okay.
And we put that content up on Facebook and YouTube as well, so people can watch it there also.
Awesome. So Isagoria.com is the website where can go. And I think there's an email list. Is there an email list?
There is. There's an email list and a Telegram, so you can get on that as well.
I'm in the Telegram. It's busy.
You know, the goal is to really, it's such an early stage.
Yep.
And I'm a media guy. I'm not a tech guy. So we're bringing some people onto the team who can really help to make that flow better. But we're hoping by fourth quarter of this year, it will be live and streaming and content being uploaded.
That's a big goal. Ben Swan, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live, and thank you, Ben Swan's wife. Thanks for letting him come on with us here. Check him out over at Isagoria.com.
He's Puerto Rican. She'll cut you five times before you hit the ground.
You might.
All right, back with more from Anarchapulco here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can learn more about this event over at Anarchapulco.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead. With peace of mind, escaperightnow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.